USA News, I'm Lance Prime. As Title 42 ends at the borders of America at 1 minute before midnight tonight, the surge of humanity rushing our border has many lawmakers worried things are going to get worse. This woman from Eagle Pass, Texas, describes to Fox News what she is witnessing.
We've seen new spots where people are crossing, groups of several hundred. There were 2,000 about 10 miles outside of town the other day, and it's probably where they're going to keep crossing. I think there's a rush to get in.
Republican Tim Dunn is an Arizona state representative.
We've already been inundated for the last 3.5 years, so we are at our wits' end. We are at capacity on our NGOs, and so we're working together with the governor and with our local DPS, and just to try to mitigate the situation the best we can, and get them and keep processing and moving them out of our state, because we cannot handle them here in the state, and we're going to keep sending them with our own buses if the CBP can't control it, and moving them on out of the state to a town near you.
Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, pleaded not guilty yesterday to 13 federal criminal charges. Santos was released on $500,000 bond after he was charged for alleged wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. On a CNN town hall last night, presidential candidate Trump believes the 2020 election was not on the up and up.
He made the comments during Wednesday's CNN town hall event in New Hampshire.
If you look at Truth of Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame that what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country.
Trump noted that he would suspend his talk of election fraud during his run for president in 2024 unless he sees election fraud. Trump took questions from local Republicans and undeclared voters ahead of the 2024 GOP primary. I'm Ryan Daniels.
USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Time is running out for the USA to pay her bills.
We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt. And President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Biden and congressional leaders will meet about the debt limit again on Friday. Congress has until June to act. I'm John Schaefer.
An FDA advisory panel yesterday unanimously endorsed making birth control pills available over the counter for the first time. This after 2 days of deliberations over whether patient misuse could lead to more unintended pregnancies. If the FDA follows the recommendation and switches HRA Pharma's O-pill away from prescription use only, it could expand the availability of birth control and open up more debate over reproductive health in a post-Roe America. J.D. Power announced results from its annual survey. They say customer satisfaction with air travel is way down for the second year in a row. J.D. Power's North American Airline Satisfaction Study sums up what most passengers have experienced: higher ticket prices, crowded planes, and limited options. A Biden administration proposal this week is attempting to counter that, with airlines compensating hindered travelers. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.